Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Chaf Hey. We are at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, and daf Chaf Dalet Omid Beis, Marchikin Goyron Kavua Min Ha'ir Chamishim Amah. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzaru Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned L'Iloi Nishmas, Yocheved Basha, Bas Ramosha Aaron. So we're moving along here in Perek LaYachbar, dealing with different halachos related to Harchokas Nezakin. Zok the Mishnah. Marchikin goyren kavua min ha'ir chamishin am. So if somebody has a field and there's a goyren kavua in the field. So a goyren is a granary. That's where the threshing of all the tfua that grew in the field took place. A goyren kavua would be a permanent granary. So the halacha is that a person has to make sure that his goyren kavua is at least 50 amos outside of the city. So couldn't be in the city. It couldn't even be within 50 amos from the city. Another halacha, lo yasa adam goyren kavua b'toich shaloi, elim ken yesh loy chamishim ama l'chol ruach. If a person wants to create a goyren kavua in his field, he has to make sure that there's at least 50 amos of buffer around the area of his goyren kavua. Meaning he has to bring the goyren kavua inside of his field. How far inside? There has to be 50 amos of his own field surrounding the goyren kavua. Another halacha, umarchik minitiyos of shel chaveroi, a person has to make sure that his goyren kavua is going to be distanced from his friend's netios, meaning different things that his friend is planting. Uminiroi, in the event that his friend is in the middle of plowing his field, and there the shear is a little bit different. There the shear is not 50 amos, but you have to make sure it's far away so that your goyren kavua is not going to cause any damage. So this Mishnah is another halach in the world of Harchokas Nezakin. Specifically, what you're being marchik is a goyren kavua. So a few things. First of all, what's the problem of having a goyren kavua next to a city, next to your neighbor's field? What damage, what terrible thing is going to take place as a result of the fact that you have this goyren kavua? So Rashi says that the concern is that when you are Zoira, when you winnow, Zoira of Lamites Melachis fame. So what you essentially do is you take the tefuah, you throw it up into the wind, and the wind is supposed to be boyer. It's supposed to scatter the good from the bad. What's going to happen is some of what you're throwing into the wind is going to be scattered into the city. Some of what you're throwing into the wind is going to be scattered into your neighbor's field. That's going to cause some element of damage. And it's for that reason, in the world of Archokas Nezakin, there's a din of Marchik and Goyren Kavua Mina Irchami. Additionally, there's a halacha of layasa adam goyren kavua b'toich shaloi elam kem yesh loy chamishim amal l'chol ruach. Additionally, there's a halacha they have to be marchik to goyren from netiyos of shal chaveroi and from niroi shal chaveroi. So that's the basic gist of the Mishnah. Now, if you notice, the Mishnah itself was made up of a resha and a seifa, which seemed to, in a very subtle way, give a different shear of how much you have to be marchik your goyren. So the Mishnah began marchikin goyren kavua min ha'ir with a number, 50 amos. Lo yasa adam goyren kavua b'toich shaloi elam ken yeshloi chamishim amos l'chol ruach, 50 amos. Then the Mishnah says that you have to be marchik to goyren min itiyosav shal chaveroi uminiroi b'kidei shaloi yazik. Now, b'kidei shaloi yazik and chamishim amos, is that the same shear? Or is that not the same share? That's going to be the discussion of this next Gemara that we're going to learn. Now, the Gemara is going to begin its discussion under the premise that it doesn't sound like it's the same share. In fact, B'kdei Shelo Yazik sounds like it's a lesser share than 50 Amos. 50 Amos is a Rebbe's share. B'kdei Shelo Yazik, okay, you have to make sure that it's not going to be too close. Chamishim Amos already involves Harchokas. That already involves a huge, huge buffer. And it's with that segue that the Gemara begins and says, Maishno Reisho, Maishno Seifo. Why in the Reisho the Mishno Marchikin Goyrim Kabu Min Ha'ir Chamishim Amos? Layasa Adam Goyrim Kabu B'Tayich Shaloi Elam Ken Yeshloi Chamishim Amos L'Chol Ruach. Yet when it comes to the Seifo, it doesn't sound like you have to have 50 Amos. But rather, Umarchik Minitiyosav Shal Chaveroi Uminiroi Not a full 50 amos, but it's enough that it's Bikdei Shelo Yazik, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Sefer Asim LeGoyren She'ena Kavua. The Reish and the Sefer are actually not talking about the same Goyren. The Reish of the Mishnah was very clear. Marchikin Goyren Kavua Mino Ir Chamisha Mama. Le'yasa Adam Goyren Kavua B'tayk Shaloi Elam Ken Yesh Le'chamisha Mama L'chol Ruach. The Sefer of the Mishnah didn't say a word about Goyren Kavua. It said, Umarchik Miniti Yosef Shal Chaveroi Uminiroi Bikdei Shelo Yazik. Yeah, we're talking about a Goyren. It's the same Mishnah. But here it doesn't say the word Kavua. So Zokta Abaye, you're right. Wonderful Diyak. The Reisha and the Sefer has a different shear. The shear in the Reisha is a much more Chomer shear than the shear in the Sefer. You want to know why? Because the Reisha is talking about a Goyren Kavua, as opposed to the Sefer is talking about a Goyren She'ena Kavua. Says the Gemara, Hechi Dami Goyren She'ena Kavua. What is the physical difference between a Goyren Kavua and a Goyren She'ena Kavua? I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabchanina. So Rabbi Yosef Rabchanina said, Kol She'ena Zoyra Berachas. In the event that the farmer who's doing Zoyra needs a Rachas, he needs a instrument, he needs some tool, a fork, or whatever exactly it is, to do the Zoyra, that would make it a Goyren Kavua. In the event that there's not so much wheat, and you don't need a Rachas, in fact, it would be inappropriate to even use the Rachas, because there's so little, that would, by definition, make it into a Goyren She'ena Kavua. Rav Ashi had a different shot of the Mishnah. He said that La'olam, the Reisha, and the Seifa of the Mishnah are both talking about a Goyren Kavua. Okay, if that's the case, don't we seem to have a little bit of a contradiction? The Reisha of the Mishnah said Chamisha Mamo. The Sneif of the Mishnah seems to give a lesser share. It says B'Kedesh Yazik, says the Gemara, my Tam Kama. The way you have to read the Mishnah is that the Kedesh Yazik of the Sefer is actually an explanation. It's the Tam of the Reisha of the Mishnah. Meaning, my Tam Marchikin Goyren Kavua Mino Ir Chamisha Mamo. The Reisha of the Mishnah said that when it comes to being Marchik Goyren Kavua, what's the Shirar Chako? It has to be 50 Am. Zok the Sefer, you want to know what the reason is, it's Kedesh Lo Yazik. So that you shouldn't be Mazik. So the Seifa is actually not another Shir, but it's the Tam of the Reisha. You want to know why 50 Amis, it's Kedesh Lo Yazik. So according to Rav Ashi, two differences. Number one, the whole Mishnah is talking about a Goyren Kavua. What would the halacha be when it comes to a Goyren She'ena Kavua, Libid Rav Ashi? From the Mishnah itself, it's not clear. I am Berishonim, but the Mishnah itself, Reisha and Seifa are both talking about a Goyren Kavua, and if that's the case, it's not two shiurim, it's one shiur. And if that's the case, what is the Seifa? It's the Tam. So we're adding a Tam in the Seifa to the Reisha of the Mishnah. You have to be Marchik to Goyren Kavua from the city 50 yams. Just like you have to be Marchik to Goyren Kavua from the city 50 yams. So too, you have to be Marchik to Goyren Kavua from your friend's gourd, and from your friend's cucumbers, and from his plants, and from any plowing that he's done, 50 amos, so that you shouldn't be mazik. This is a b'raisa that clearly mirrors the halach of our Mishnah. What's the meisve? Zok the Gemara. Bishlam the Rav Ashi. Bishlam according to Rav Ashi Nicha. Meaning Bishlam according to Rav Ashi that the Reisha and the Seifa of our Mishnah both stated the shear of 50 yamis. Marchikin Goyren Kavua min ha'ir 50 yamis. Le'yasa Adam Goyren Kavua b'tech sholim kem yeshloi 50 yamis. U'marchik min itiyos of shol chaver u'miniroi also 50 yamis. And even though it said b'kdeish le'yasek, that's just matam. But really, what is it? It's 50 yamis. So that's consistent with the Braisa. What did the Braisa say? Marchikin Goyren Kavua min ha'ir 50 yamis. And Marchika Midilov and Mikishov and Miniti Yusuf Uminiroi, also 50 Amis. It's all a share 50 Amis. Elo Labai, but according to Abai, Kasha Luchura, it's Shver. What's Shver? What's fair is, Abaya seemed to say in the Mishnah that Umarchik miniti Yosef shel chaver miniro b'kedei shel yazik, which is a lesser share than 50 amos. In the price you see beforeish that the archoke has to be 50 amos, and the Gemara says kasha, meaning it's a kasha. Now, the nuance of the word kasha we know means that it's a kasha, but mishtat nishvanazah kasha, because there's an eitzah for the kasha. What would be the eitzah to this kasha? It's very poshut. The eitzah would be, the b'raisa is clearly talking about a goyren kavua, right? It said in Mefurish, marchikin goyren kavua min ha'ir chamisha mamo, ukishem she marchikin min ha'ir chamisha mamo, kach marchikin midiluav umikishuav. It sounds like it's the same goyren in the Reisha and the Sefer, in which case, Sounds like maybe the Sefer of the Mishnah is also talking about a Goyim Kavua. When Abaye said that the Reish and the Sefer are two different Shiurim in our Mishnah, it was based on the fact that the Reish is talking about a Goyim Kavua and the Sefer is talking about a Goyim Sheinu Kavua. So Meisvei asking a Kasha on Abaye, it's a Kasha. Aber it's definitely not a Kasha that doesn't have a Teretz. Demis is, if you think about it, it's not even a Kasha. What's the Kasha? There's Tufta, there's Kasha, and then there's Udakarila Makarila. What are you even thinking? What is the Kasha? It's Toisvis Kasha. A little bit of a tongue twister here, but it's the bottom Toisvis. On Chav Dalar on the days, Toisvis says, Dibra Maschel Kasha La Baya Tema Ma Kasha Le. I don't understand what the Kasha is. Who said in the Braisa we're talking about a Goyren Shein a Kavua? Abaya's Moida Goyren Kavua is the same Shir 50 Amos. Abaya made an Akimt in the Mishnah, which he felt he was able to make, that it's talking about a Goyren Shein a Kavua. Make a Tasi, you'd make that Akimta in the Braisa. It's more glad to say that the Braisa is talking about the same Goyren that the Reish is talking about, which is a Goyren Kavua. And if that's the case, Zog Toisvis, I don't even know why it's a Kasha either. Way. The Gemara continues and says, Bishloim mimikishuav midiluav. I understand why there's a halacha that you have to be marchik the Goyim Kavua 50 amis from the vegetables, the gourds, and the cucumbers of your friend. And the reason is the azal afka, because otherwise, when you're Zoira, we're concerned that the dust and the psoilus is going to go, the asi belibe, it's going to go into the kishkes of the plant, umitzavile, it's going to dry it up and it's going to cause a damage. Eliminire, amai. Why are you worried that some of the psoilus of what you're being Zaira is going to end up in a field that's in the process of being plowed? Again, we're not farmers, but it doesn't sound like if you're plowing a field and a little bit of dirt and psoilus falls into it, it should necessarily cause too much damage. I mean, azeh anu donin. This is a dirty field. I'm Rab Abba Bar Zavda, the Itema Rab Abba Bar Zutra, Mipnesha Oisa Oisa Gala. The reason is, Rashi says, there's going to be too much fertilizer. There's actually a shear. And fakir, because we're not farmers, we don't fully appreciate it. But there's a certain amount of psoilus and dirt that's okay. But if you over-fertilize it, it's actually bad. I in the top toises on Chafem at Aleph as well, who talks a little bit about this. But the bottom line is, because you're going to be oisa galo, you're going to create too much fertilizer, that in and of itself is going to create a little bit of damage. So just to come up for breath for 1 minute. So the theme of Perek Layachbar is the laws of Harchakos. The Perek began with halachas related to Layachbar Adam Bar, Samach Lubar Shal Chaver, Veloy Shech, Veloy Ma'ar, Veloy Amasamay, Veloy Nevrechas Koifsin, Marchikin, Esagefes, Vesazevel, Vesamelech, Vesasid, Vesaslam, Mikoislo Shal Chaver. And we had a whole bunch of different Mishnayos that dealt with different halachas. This Mishnah that we just learned now is Marchikin Goyren Kavua, Minoir. Marchikin goyer kavua mini tiyosav shal chaveroi mikishuav miniroi shal chaveroi midiluav, and what we saw was that the tam for this mishnah is based on b'kedesh alayazik. In fact, the way Rav Ashi learned the mishnah itself is teaching me the time of the kra. Frek the Rashba. Why is it necessary for the Mishnah to tell me that the reason you have to be marchik, the Goyim Kavua, is related to the fact that it's B'kedesh Alayazik? What's the difference? Why does that matter? Interesting, Kasha. About Zayfrek the Rashba. Why couldn't the Mishnah simply tell me the halacha and not tell me the reason? And the Kasha is probably the Iker and Rav Ashi, where Rav Ashi learns the Mishnah, that the Mishnah itself is coming to tell me the Tam. And if that's the case, why was it necessary to tell me that the reason of this halacha is B'kedesh Alayazik? Just tell me the halacha, and I'll know that it's B'kedesh Alayazik, or I won't know that it's B'kedesh Alayazik, but at the end of the day, why does it even matter? L'may nafgemina, that pshat in this Mishnah is B'kedesh Alayazik. So, Dr. Rashba, I'll tell you why. Because the previous Mishnah that we learned on the top of Daf Chav Dal Raman Beis discussed Marchikin Eso Ilon Mino Ir Esrem V'chamesh Amo B'charvu V'shikma Chamishem Amo Ilon Tzrak Chamishem Amo. And over there, Ula said, what was the reason? It was Mishum Noyei Ho'ir. It was because you want the city to look beautiful. So the Tan of our Mishnah wanted us to know that there's a difference in the Tam of this Mishnah versus the previous Mishnah on the Amid. In the previous Mishnah of the Amid, the Yisoid Hadavar is Mishum Noi Ha'ir. As opposed to when it comes to this Mishnah, the site of this Mishnah is not related to the beauty of the city, but it's related to Nezakin. It's related to the fact that if you're going to have a Geir Kavua too close to the city, it's going to cause damage. Zokti Rajba, what's the nafkimina lahalacha? If the reason you have to be marchik is Mishum Noye Hoyer, or if the reason that you have to be marchik is Kadesh Lo Yazik, so the Rajba says two nafkiminas, I'll mention the second. He says the nafkimina would be, is this halacha davka halacha in Eretz Yisrael, or is this halacha halacha even in Chutzlar? He says, if the reason that you have to be marchik is mishum noyeh ha'ir, it's mistaber, is only halach in Eretz Yisrael. It's not halach in Chutz La'aretz. But if the reason is kedesh lo yazik, so just like you can't be mazik somebody in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be mazik somebody in Chutz La'aretz either. So the Rajba says, you want to know why in Rav Ashi's world, the Tana, the Mishnah, went out of its way to tell me that pshanim marchik in goyim kavum in ir chamisha nama is kedesh lo yazik, falsudah nafkimina la'alacha, the nafkimina la'alacha is that it's true even in Chutz La'aretz, and that's in sharp contrast to the previous Mishnah, which Ula said is Mishum Noye Yoir, because over there it's taken not true in Chutz La'aretz. Over there it's only going to be true in Eretz Yisrael. Demis is this Chiddush of the Rajba, that although the Mishnah Marchik in Goyim Kavua Min Ha'ir Chamisha Mamo is true even in Chutz La'aretz, but the previous Mishnah Marchik in Eso Ilu Min Ha'ir Eso V'Chamish Amo V'Chule V'Chule is true Davkin Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says in our Sugya as well. If you remember, the Gemara on the top of Chavdal and Amid Beis asked the Kash. The Gemara said, my time, what's the reason that you have to be Marchik and Elam from the city 25 Amis? So Ula said, Mishum Noye Yoir. Faith the Gemara, Akasha, Mishum Noye Yoir. And it's only 25 Amis. V'tepek lei, dein oisem sodem migrosh, v'loi migrosh sodem. There's a halacha that every single city had to be surrounded by 1,000 amas of migrash. And those 1,000 amas had to be surrounded by 1,000 amas of sada. And there's a din, achlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, but the Chachamim hold, ein oisin sada migrash, v'loi migrash sada. So according to the Chachamim, the 1,000 amas around the city is already off limits. Because you have to make sure that it remains migrash. So you need to tell me, marchikin eso ilon min o'ir, esrim v'chamish amo, tavka 25 amas, and mishum noye yo'ir, tepik lei, 1,000 amas already has to be protected. Fake the Ramban. I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. The halacha of ein oisin sada migrash v'loy migrash sada is a din in Eretz Yisrael. That's pashit. But in Chutz La'aretz there's no such halacha. So maybe the Mishnah's negeya in Chutz La'aretz, and what the Mishnah is coming to be mechadish that even in Chutz La'aretz, where there is no din of ein oisin sada migrash v'loy migrash sada, afal pikin 25 amos are off limits. Marchikin eso ilam min oir esrim v'chamish amo. Zokt Ramban, it's muchach from the Gemara's kasha that the halacha of the Mishnah marchikin eso ilam min oir esrim v'chamish amo is true dafkin Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban, when he says it very, very sharp. He says, because what's the yisoid of this halacha? The yisoid of this halacha is mishum noye ho'ir. He says, noye ho'ir is a svara in Eretz Yisrael. Aber bechutz la'aretz, tinovel v'tinovel. Why do you need Chutz La'aretz look beautiful? And even though there's a lot of Yidden living there, and even though it's Haimish HaKreizin, Adarabah, let it be disgusting. It's actually a Milo, says the Ramban, for Yidden that are living in a Yishuv in Chutz La'aretz, for the Yishuv not to look so nice. The aesthetics in Eretz Yisrael are a Milo. But the aesthetics in Chutz La'aretz is Gorach HaSorin. Tinovel v'tinovel. The Chassam Sofer, right here in our Sugyo, in Chidushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, he brings the Ramban. Ay Ramban, shekosafti lil, the Chutz La'aretz, tinovel v'tinovel, says the Chassam Sofer, Pirish. What's the commentary? Meaning, what's the hezber in the Ramban? Why do we want Chutz La'aretz to look disgusting? Adarabah, there's Yidden living there. Let it look nice. So the Chassam Sofer says, b'lashoni azov, the reason the Ramban felt that way was because the Ramban felt the halavai yazvu yoshvel v'yisyashvu b'eretz Yisrael. Because if Chutz La'aretz is going to look too nice, then Yidden are going to be too comfortable in Chutz La'aretz, they're not going to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there's actually a milo of tinova v'tinova. So make Chutz La'aretz not look so nice, and if Chutz La'aretz is not going to look so nice, so like this, adarab, it's going to incentivize Yidden to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. If Chutz La'aretz, if Golus is good, then you're not incentivized to go to Eretz Yisrael. And that was the hergish of the Ramban. Tinova Tinovel, and that's why halacha that's based on Noye Ho'ir, it's pashut, it has to be true. Dafki in Eretz Yisrael, it can't be true in Chutz La'aretz. Oh, but the Chassam Sofer asks Akasha. He asks Akasha in light of a sugi and then the Masechtes Ksubis, where the Gemara over there says, I'll just read one excerpt of the sugi. These are well known Gemaras. Reb Zeira have a kamishtamet b'nei de Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Zeira was trying to avoid Rabbi Yehuda, the boy lemesek l'Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, so why do you have to avoid Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that kala oilu mi babel l'Eretz Yisrael over Baaseh. If somebody leaves Bavel in Golos and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's Oyvi Baaseh, Shenema Bavelo Yuvo, Veshama Yu, Ad Yoim Pokti Yoisim Dom Hashem. This Gemara segues right into the Sholosh Fuis Gemara, Vat Vorim Atikin, Ve'in Kama Koyme Baharach. The truth is, there's a whole bunch of different Gemaras there in the end of Masechtes Ksubas that talk about this Inyan. What's even more surprising is that the Rambam brings a Lahalacha. The Rambam at the end of Perikei Hilchas Malachim says, quote, Kishem Sha'asa Lotzes, Meha Oretz L'chutz La'aretz, just like someone who's living in Eretz Yisrael, not let her leave and go to Chutz La'aretz, Kach Otzer Lotzes, Mi Bavel L'Shar Arotzes. So too, it's Otzer to leave Bavel to go to one of the other Arotzes. Shenemar, this Gemara, Bavel Yuvo, V'shama Yiyu Ad Yoyim Pokti Yoyisam Nom Hashem. Ayim B'lachem Mishnah, where exactly the Rambam got his specific nuance in this sugya. But the bottom line is, the Rambam brings the halacha psuka, says the Chasam Sofer. Kishem sha'asa lotzeis mei ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz, but so too kach asa lotzeis mei bavel l'shar ha'aretz. So afraid the Chasam Sofer, I don't understand the Rambam. The Rambam saying for such a davar pashit, that the Mishnah that talks about Noye Yair has to be in Eretz Yisrael, because the chutz la'aretz tinava v'tinavel. And why would you say tinava v'tinavel? Probably because we want Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael. You want Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael? It's not so posh it. You can go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? If we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael, and it's in medieval times, and we're talking about great yeshuvs within the Jewish world, you're talking about Bavel. You weren't allowed to leave Bavel. So if you weren't allowed to leave Bavel, what's going on over here? It's a Pella. We want you to leave Tinava v'Tinava. You're not allowed to leave. What happened to the sugi in the end of Masechtes Ksuvos? So the Chasam Sofer says, Kedarkei Bakodesh. Who's the man da Amar that said, Mishum Noye Yair? Who's talking? It's Ula. Amar Ula. Ula said, Mishum Noye Ho'er. The Gemara says in Ksubas, Daf Kufir Aleph Amar Aleph. Ula have a rogel, Daf a solak, Eretz Yisrael. Ula was rogel. He used to always go to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, Noch Nafshe the Chutz La'aretz. Ula, unfortunately, he was Nifter and Chutz La'aretz. Also, Amrulay the Rabbi Lazar. They came and they told Rabbi Lazar. Amar, he said, Aunt Ula, you Ula from all people, Al Adama Tmeya Thomas. You died Al Adama Tmeya. But Ula was one of the Yiddin, like Reb Zera and that Sugya. He helped. I cared. A Yid belongs in Eretz Yisrael. And there's no Pavela, Yuvo, Veshama, Yu, Ad Yoim Pokti, Yoisim, Num Hashem. It says it in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, it's talking about the Klisharis, but Avada Yid belonged in Eretz Yisrael. So Ula, the Shitasai, who learned that the Mishnah is Noye Yair, Bal Karchach Ula understood the Mishnah, Eretz Yisrael. Because Ula Shita is Fakert, a Yid belonged in Eretz Yisrael. Menela, fake the Gemara, Akasha, Enois and Sada, Migrash, and Migrash Sada. But Enochinami, according to those Shita, says the Chasam Sofer, Chidish Lahalacha, Ichduche Chasam Sofer right here, that it's also to go outside of Bavel, it could be there would be an Indian of Noya Ir as well. It's interesting that the Ramban is the one that said about Chutz La'aretz, Tinava v'Tinava. The Ramban, like Reb Zera, and the Ramban, like Ula, he was also one of the Gedolim in our history that we know had a tremendous Cheshik and a tremendous Chuka to go to Eretz Yisrael, like he did, Soif Yomov. Talks about it in different places in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Advarim Atikin, but this is a hergish from the Ramban, who for sure, Lishi Tasei, everyone knows, had a tremendous chavivas to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, a Yid living in Barcelona, where the Ramban lived, Tinovel the Tinovel, fakert. Like this, the hergish is, you're going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vaitem, more halachos related to Harchokas Nizam. It's up to Mishnah, Marchik Nesanaveilois. A person has to be Marchik Neveilois, self-explanatory. That's Akvarois. Cemetery, also self-explanatory. That's a bursiki and a tannery minoir chamishamam at 50 amas. And the reason Rashi says is mishum reyachra, because all these things smell bad, and you don't want it to be too close to the city, because you don't want the city to smell bad. In oisim bursiki elo lemizrachir, a bursiki has to be to the east of the city. Rabbi Kiva says the chol ruachu oisa. If you want, you can make it on any side. Chutz mi marav. The only place not to is. You don't want it to be on the Meirav side of the city, the western part of the city. Additionally, Umarchik HaMishamam, you have to make sure it's 50 Amis away. The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Umarchikin Es HaMishra Min Ayarek, this we saw already. You have to make sure that the Mishra, that was the pool of water that was used to soak flax, has to be at least a certain shear away from your rockers of your friend. Vesakritim and Absalom, you have to distance leek from onions. Vesacharadl of Charadl fame and Advarim, you have to make sure the mustard seeds are far from your neighbor's bees. Rabbi Yossi Mata b'chardel. Rabbi Yossi says chardel is not going to be a problem. Either way. So the Mishnah said, Ein oisim bursiki elo lemizrach ha'ir. That a bursiki has to be to the east of the city. Rabbi Akiva says, l'chol ruach u'ois. You can make it on any side. Chutz mi marav. the only side of the city it can't be is Marava, Ma'iriv. And then he added, it has to be 50 amas away. So it's a little far-planted, exactly what Rabbi Akiva is saying, hence the first Ibai of the Gemara. Ibai Eluhu, the Bnei Yeshiva weren't 100% sure how to understand Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, hechi kamar, what did Rabbi Akiva mean? Again, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Ein, l'chol ruach huwaisa, you can make the Bursaki on any side of the city, with the exception of Ma'ariv, and then he added Umarchik Chamishama. So does Rabbi Akiva mean that on any side of the city you could be Oysav Asoymech, meaning you can mean make it right next to the city, with the exception of Ma'ariv, where you can make it, but it has to be 50 amas away. When he says Umarchik Chamishama, he's not referring to Ma'ariv. He's referring to the three sides that he said you're allowed to do it. Chutz mi Ma'arava, and what he's saying is, with the exception of Ma'arava, you know, it's a klal, then you're not allowed to make it at all. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can make it on Ma'ariv, it just has to be 50 amas away, or according to Rabbi Akiva, you can make it on Ma'ariv at all. The flip side of this chakir is, when Rabbi Akiva says that on the other three sides, it's okay, does he mean it could be mamish right there? Or does he mean that it has to be at least 50 amas away? So the Gemara says, Tashmatz, Mephorosh HaBrayis. The time Rabbi Akiva says, L'chol Ruach Uoysa, Umarche Chamishamam. Every side, if you want to make a Bursaki, you could, you have to make sure it's going to be 50 amas away. Chutz Mimarova, with the exception of Ma'ariv Deine Oysa, Kol Iker, you can't make it at all. And the Brisa adds, Mepnei Shehi Tadira. The reason is, because the Ma'ariv wind is Tadir. So before we go weiter and understand what the Ma'ariv wind being Tadir even means, this Tashma is a Mefurish Tashma, right? In the Mishnah, it was not 100% clear what Rabbi Akiva's position is, but in the Braisa, it's Mefurish. In the Braisa, he says, every side you can make, you just have to make sure it's 50 amas away, with the exception of Ma'ariv, where you cannot do it at all. This is a classic example. We have a Mishnah and a Braisa telling you the same exact halacha, yet the Braisa is just a little clearer than the Mishnah. And in classic Sugna Nashas, you have a Mishnah that's ambiguous, Ibayaluhu, Tashma from a Braisa that says, Mamish, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, Mefurish, what was unclear about the Mishnah. But this Braisa also added the Tam of Rabbi Akiva. He says, you want to know what's unique about Ma'ariv? Meaning, you can't do it on the Ma'ariv side at all. So what's so unique about Ma'ariv? Mipnei Shehi Tadira. What's unique about Ma'ariv is, it's Tadir. Amalei Rava the Rav Nachman. So Rava told Rav Nachman, my Tadira, what does this even mean? Ilei me Tadira Baruch. It doesn't mean that the Ma'ariv wind is the most Tadir wind. Meloshin Tadir V'sheinu Tadir Tadir Kaida. Meaning, it's always blowing, and it's for that reason. Let's just explain this a little bit. If you're going to make the Bursaki on the Ma'ariv side, being that the western wind is always blowing, so it's going to take the smell and it's going to bring it with the ganze ganzkeit into the city. As opposed to if it's on one of the other cities, it's to the south, so the southern wind is not so aggressive. The northern wind, the eastern wind, nishke ferloch. But if it's on the western side, inevitably this reyach ra is going to have more of an impact. But the Gemara says it can't be. It's not a true statement that the Ma'ariv wind is some special wind, because Amar Rav Chana bar Ava, Amar Rav Dalud Ruchas Benashvus B'chol Yom. There are four ruchos that blow every day. Ruch Tzvayna Sam Kula, and with each one of them, there's a ruch Tzvayna. Shlomo Lekein Ein Oyel Meskay Mefil Shal Achas. Because if you wouldn't have the ruch Tzvayna together with the other winds, the world would not be able to be kaim even a Shal Achas. The ruch Tzvayna. Rav continued, and he said that the southern wind is Kasha Mikulon. It's the most aggressive wind. The Moli Ben Netz Shemamida. In fact, we're not for the fact that Ben Netz, Rashi says he's a certain malach who looks like a net, some bird. Machreve says Oilam. So we're not for the fact that Ben Netz gets in the way and he stops this wind, this southern wind from blowing, the whole world would be destroyed. How do you know that Shenemar? The Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk in Iyov, HaMibinoscha Yaver Neitz, Yifreiz Kenofav L'Seimon. So Hashem is talking to Iyov, right? Iyov is questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem tells Iyov, really, you understand how the world works? He says, tell me, HaMibinoscha, is it from your Bina, from your wisdom, that Yaver Netz, that Netz is able to do his thing? What is Netz's thing? Yifreiz Kenofav. He spreads out his wings, L'Teimon, to the south, to block the southern wind. But what do you see from here? That it's the southern wind that's the most aggressive wind. That's the kasha bekulon, not the western wind. So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to say Elamai Tadira. You want to know what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said that you want to make a borsaki on one of the sides, gezuntahe, but you just can't make it to the west of the city. Why? Because it's Tadira. He didn't mean Tadira, that the wind is Tadira, that keilu, this is the most aggressive wind. But rather, what he meant to say was, What he meant to say was that it's Tadira b'Shechina, that it's Tadira with the Shechina is always there. And because the Shechina is always there, it's for that reason you don't want the Bursakib to be there. What's the Makar? That the Shechina is to the west, the Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Bo v'nachzik toiva l'aviseinu, we have to be machzik toiva to our Zaydis, shahoydiyunu makoim tfila. Because they told us the direction that a Yitzhah daven it. The Pasuk says, utzva shomayim, l'chav nishtachavim. What does that mean? So the Tzva Shamayim, referring to the sun, it bows, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzva Shamayim L'cha, to Hashem Mishtachavim. Now we know the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. So if Tzva Shamayim Alecha Mishtachavim, Zoysoy Meres, what it means is that where is the Shechina? The Shechina must be to the west. So if that's the case, oh, this is a makar that the Shechina is to the west. That's why we're supposed to daven to the west. But Al Kaponim, that's what Tadir B'Shechina means. But the Gemara says, Maskev Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, V'duma Kevich Noitel Pras Mi Rabbi V'Chozer La'achir V'Mishtachim. How do you know from Utzva Shemayim L'cha Mishtachim? From the fact that the sun sets in the west, that's right that the Shechina is in the west. Meaning you're assuming that the sun bows towards the Shechina. Maybe if I care, maybe it bows away from the Shechina. And if you take a look at Rashi, there's this idea that an Eved that leaves his rabbi, so he'll walk out Tzirik Tzveis and he'll bow on the way out. Meaning, V'oilam, I'll tell you, the Shechina is to Mizrach, and the reason they're bowing in Ma'ariv is because they're bowing on their way out, not on the way in. The Gemara says Kasha, but the bottom line is, that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. He said that the Shechina is to the west, says the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said that the Tzad Ma'arovis is Tadira. He didn't mean Tadira as far as the Ruach being Tadira, but rather when he said Tadira, what he meant was, is that the Shechina is Tadira over there. I mean that the Shechina is there, it's inappropriate for you to make a borsakit. It says the Gemara, Oishia, Sava Shechina b'chal makam. Although Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that the Shechina is a Ma'ariv, Rav Oishia is Cholik, Rav Oishia holds that the Shechina is really b'chal makam. Rav Oishia, said, Ma'ariv, so what's trying the pasuk that says, Atu, Hashem, Levadacha, Atu, Sis, Hashemayim, V'goymer, Shluchecha, Loike, Shluchei, Basav, Adam, the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are not like Shluchei, Basav, Adam. Shluchei, Basav, Adam, as it relates to Shluchei, Basav, Adam, Moi, Makim, Shem, Ishtalchim, the Shem, Machzir, and Shluchei, son. If somebody sends a shliach to do something, and the shliach wants to come back and report, so where does he report? He has to go back to the sender, right? He has to go back to the mishalech and tell him, I did everything you asked me to do. Avos shluchecha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu shluchim, l'makim shemishtalchivim, Misham machsirim shlichusan, or some have the gerus. Sham machsirim shlichusan. When it comes to Hakadosh Baruch Hu shluchim, they don't have to come back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and tell him I did your shlichus. Wherever they finish their shlichus, they could tell Hakadosh Baruch Hu there that they did their shlichus. How do you know? The Shenema, the pasuk says, Ha sishlach brokim v'yelechu v'yomer locha hinenu. This too is a pasuk in Iyov, and Hashem tells Iyov, tell me, you're the one that sends brokim, you send thunder and lightning, and they come and they tell you that they did their job. Now in this pasuk, when Hashem is talking to Iyov, so what does he tell Iyov? What, they tell you, and he doesn't say they come back and tell you, right? He says they tell you, so what does it sound like? It sounds like, yavoyu v'yayru lo'inema. They don't have to return to you to tell you that they did their shlichus, wherever they do it, that's where they would theoretically be able to report. Melamed, you see, from here, that the thunder and the lightning, which report to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to Eve, that they did their shlichus, they don't have to come back to where they were sent, because wherever they are, the Shechina is always there. But the bottom line is, you see from here that there's this Indian, there's this idea, Rav Oishia holds, that the Shechina is really B'chal Mok. It says, Rabbi Shmuel, Sava Shechina B'chal Mok. Rabbi Shmuel also holds that the Shechina is B'chal Mok. Rabbi Shmuel said, Minai, Shechina B'chal Mok. How do you know the Shechina is B'chal Mok? But the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Zechariah, Hinei HaMalach HaDoiver Bi Yoitzei, U'Malach Acher Yoitzei Lik Krosoi. So, Zechariah is seeing this vision, he has this Nevuah, and there's a Malach that's talking to him, and then all of a sudden, another Malach comes from the other side towards him. Now, the understanding is that the two Malachim that were coming to him were both coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet they were coming from two different sides, right? Achrof lo nemar. It doesn't say that the second Malach was following the first Malach, the opposite. Elo l'krasoi, he was coming towards him. So how's it possible that you have two Malachim that are coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're coming from two different sides? Memonavshach, is the Shechina here or is the Shechina there? Melamed, you see from here, Sheshchina b'chal makim, that the Shechina must be everywhere. V'af Rav Sheshes of Shechina b'chal makim. The Gemara says Rav Sheshes also holds that the Shechina is everywhere. The Amalei Rav Sheshes l'shamay, because Rav Sheshes told his Gabi, l'chol ruchsa ukmin. Rav Sheshes, we know, was a Saginar. So he told his Gabi that when it comes time to Shemayin Esrei, I can't see what direction I'm davening. So he says, please make sure that when I daven to any direction, l'bar mi misrach. Interesting. I don't want to be facing Mizrach. Now, he said, V'lav mishum the last space Shechina. It's not because the Shechina is not Mizrach. Ela mishum the Boiru Mabini, because the Minim, they used to daven towards the east. And it's for that reason, I don't want to daven towards the east. So Rav Sheshes also held that the Shechina is B'chol Mok. Says the Gemara, Rav Avo, I'm a Shechina B'mai. Rav Avo holds the Shechina is to the west. Dom Rav Avo says, my Uriah. What does the word Uriah mean? Avrika. What does that have to do with the Shechina being in the west? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi says, Dibra Maschul Uriah, Ani Shamati, Kach Koirin Lemayra Veloshim Parsi. That Uriah, Avrika, in Persian is the west. Thus you see that the west has something to do with the Shechina. The Linira, however, Rashi says, I like a different shot. Shekach Koirin Lemizrach Veloshim Laz. That in Loshim Laz, which I think is French, Mizrach is actually Uriah. Vahainu de Kama Avrika, and that's why it's called Avrika. Shashchina b'mayrif, because fakir, the Shechina is really to the west. Upon of the Mizrach, the face, so to speak, of the Shechina is to Mizrach. Nimtza ha-mazrach ha-mizrach ha-virah. So it comes out that Mizrach is the Aver of it. If you look at Toysas Dibra Maschul Uriah, Loshin Shapirish HaKuntra is the Uriah Mayrif. Near the Rabbeinu Tam or the Rabbeinu Chananel Iker. Either way, two pshatim, whether Uriah is Mayriv or whether it's Mizrach, Rashi prefers the second pshat, that it's Mizrach. Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel, prefer the first pshat, that it's Mayriv. But the bottom line is, what do we have here? We have a little bit of a discussion whether the Shechina is in Mayriv or whether the Shechina is B'chol Mok. What does it have to do with our sugya? Because Rabbi Akiva said that you want to make a bursaki, you can make a bursaki. It has to be outside the city, at least 50 amas outside the city, and you can do a L'chol Ruach with the exception of Mayriv. And the reason is because to the west is where the Shechina is. Now, the Gemara first thought that what does the west mean? It means that the western wind is epis, a different type of wind. It's tadira. It's more potent, it's more powerful, and it's going to take the reach rav, the borsaki, and it's going to bring it into the city. But the Gemara was doicha that. The Gemara said, in Hilchas winds, that's definitely not the wind. The ruach tzafonis is the one that blows with all the winds. The ruach deraimis is the one that's the feistiest. It's for sure not the ruach maravis. So what then did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said, mipnei shehi tadira? What he meant was, is that the Shechina is B'mayr. Now, just to be clear, that although in our sugi there's this idea that the Shechina is B'mayr, it doesn't mean that the Shechina is not in the other directions, right? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Everybody knows that. You know that from the time that you're able to speak. Stating that, there's levels of Shechina, and obviously there's a certain manifestation of Shechina that exists B'mayr that doesn't exist on the other ruchas, right? The Beis HaMikdash was a makom of Ashoyis HaShechina. V'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'zoichem. So what does that mean? That means outside the Beis HaMikdash there was no Shechina? Of course. Even though Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShaita, maybe V'loi Kitchel HaSalavai. But Avada, there's a special Ashoyis HaShechina, the makom HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. And if you have people learning Torah, and there's a minyan, and there's a Mikdash Ma'at, and if a person's zoiche to build a Beis Nema B'Yisrael, it could be a makom of Ashoyis HaShechina. So there's so many different nuances and levels of Ashoyis HaShechina. But clearly, in our sugi, there's an idea that Mayriv is more manifest as it relates to being a place for the Shechina. So before we go weiter, Ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Menucha Shalom, that's from Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, and it's in Chelek Yod, it's Simen Samech Test, and the name of the Simen is Be'inyan Ruach Maravis. Says a Dover Nifla, which really goes into the Pshat of the Amud Gemara that we just learned right now. He begins with a Pasuk in Eicha, Dover Be'itai. It's Perik Dalet Pasuk Test. The Pasuk says, Toivim Hoyu Chalalei Cherev Mechalalei Rav. Shehem Yozuvu Midukarim Mitnuvay Sadai. So the Pasuk says that the Yidin who Nebuch died during the Churban, the ones that died by the sword were actually better off than the ones that died of starvation. Toivim hayu chalalei cheref, mechalalei rav. Shehem yazuva midukarim, mitnuva sada. Rashi, on that pasuk in Eicha, quotes a medrash. The medrash is in Eicha Rabba. It's Parsha Dalet Yud Beis. The Medrash says as follows. On this pasuk, Toivim hayu chal alecherv, meh hayu oisin. What did the Babylonians do? This is Sorka Chorban by Yisrishin. Hayu mevim gedoyim. They would bring tzig. V'tzoylen oisam b'marav ha-shal'ir. And they would roast it by the western part of the city. V'hayu oisay ha-reach mefafeya bohem. And the smell would be mefafeya. It would enter the body of the Yidden that was starving. V'hayu meisim, and they would die. L'kayim ha-shenemar, this pasuk she'em yozuvu midukarim mitnuva sadeh. So says the Medrash that what was this terrible, nasty form of death that the Yidden Nebuch died from starvation? It's because hayu mevi'im gedoyim, these chever would bring gedoyim, v'tzoylen oisem b'marav ha-shalir, and they would roast it to the mayrav part of the city. For your oisay ha-reach mefafeya b'hem, and the odor would literally go into them. V'hayu meis. Frank Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer, why does the Medrash make a point of saying that they would bring the gedoyim v'tzoylen oisam b'marav ha-shalir? They would do it on the mayrav side of the city, and if they would do it in the eastern part of the city, or the northern, or the southern, why b'marav ha-shalir? Up there, b'muschol rishon, you would say it's based on our sugya. It's based on Shitas Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva says that when it comes to a borsik which has a reach rat that you want a distance from the city, you could do it on any side with the exception of Meirev. And the reason is because the wind that comes from Meirev is a very powerful wind, and it's going to bring the Reach into the city, and the city is going to smell very, very bad. So in that vein, the Medrash and says that what did these Rishonim Arurim do? The Yidden was starving, they hadn't eaten. They're making this beautiful barbecue. The food tastes so good, and they're dafka doing it l'marava. Why? So like this, the odor is going to go mamish into that kishkis. They're going to smell it, and that's what happened. That was the Toiv Amayu Chalei Cheref Mechalei Rav. But what's the problem? The problem is that was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara came out, and the Gemara said that although Rabbi Akiva said Ein Oisim Burskali and in the Braisa he added to that Mimneshi Tadira, it doesn't mean that the wind is Epis Motah. There is no Shaykhis. It's related to the Shechina. So if that's the case, doesn't stem. And what's this Douglas then over here? Marava Shalir. Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer said at Davar Nifla. Said, if you take a look at the Yerushalmi, in our Sugya, on our Mishnah in Perek Lo Yachbar, so it's Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, says the Yerushalmi, Marchikin Esan Veilois, Vechule. Vetani Kane, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lechol Ruachu Oise, Umarchik, Chutz Min Hamarava, Mipneshe Hi Tedira. Says the Yerushalmi, Rav Mana, Have a Mahalech in Mukhe Shchin. Rav Mana was once walking together with Mukhe Shchin. Omalei Avoy. So Rav Mana's father was there, whose name was Rav Yoina. So he said, Loitaloich mimadinche, don't walk together with them to their east. Ela mimarove, walk with them to the west. So all the Mefarshei Yerushalmi, what he was saying was, don't be on the east, because they're Mokeshchin, and they're carrying diseases. And I'm afraid that a wind is going to come from the west, from the Ma'ariv, and it's going to blow it on you. So you don't want to be to the east, because then you're going to receive this bad reyach that's going to come from the western wind. So instead, be to the west, and like this, you're not going to be vulnerable. The Ruach Ma'arovis won't be able to affect you. Ad kan Divrei HaYerushalmi. It's Mavu in the Yerushalmi, says Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer, that L'maskana, the Yerushalmi, did not come out the way the Bavli came out. Fakek, Yerushalmi holds, what does Tadira mean? It means Tadira Beruchos, that the Ruach Ma'arovis is Epis, a special Ruach. And that's what's going on over here. In other words, although in the Bavli we had a whole Amid Gemara, where the Gemara says, why did Rabbi Kiva mean when he say Tadira? He said, the reason you don't want the Borsuk in the Ma'arov HaShalir is because of the Shechina, nothing to do with the wind. That's true in Talmud Bavli. Of in Talmud Yerushalmi, it's not that way. In Talmud Yerushalmi, it is very much related to, it's very much related to the wind. In other words, Machloek is Bavli Yerushalmi. It's Lefiza Yeshloimar. The Medrash Rabbah, this Eicha Rabbah is going according to the Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, the Ruach Ma'arovis is the wind you need to be careful from. And that was this Achzorius of these Rishayim, where they were Mevi'in Gedoyin, Vitzoylin Oysa B'Ma'arov HaShalir. But he adds one beautiful cage, Kedarke Bakodesh. And that is that this Inyan, that the Medrash Rabbah would be going according to the Yerushalmi, is actually not even a Chiddush. And really, it's a Mefurish Rashi, Ala Torah, Parshas Vayigash. The Pasuk says, after Yosef's family Yaakov and the brothers, they all come to Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Umikte echav lokach chamisha anoshim vayatzigim lifnei Pare. Yosef took some of his brothers, how many? Five, and he brought them to Pare. So which five of Yosef's brothers did he bring to Pare? So Rashi says like this, Menapchusim shebehem legvura. He took the five weakest shvatim. She'ein nirim gibayrim. He didn't want Pare to get intimidated. He's going to show up with these five big, strong brothers, he might get a little bit nervous, right? So he dafke took the pchusim shabahem, shemira oisim gibayrim, because he was afraid that if they would come as gibayrim, yas oisim anshim melchamtoi, he's going to draft them. It's not going to be good. The Eluhei, Zog, Rashi. Who were the five weakest ones? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Binyamin. Oisim shalai kofa, Moshe, Shmoisam, Kishaberch. Avol, Shmois, HaGibayrim, Kofa. But as it relates to the names of the Gibayrim, those he doubled. V'zois li Yehuda, Shema Hashem, Kol Yehuda. Ulu God, Amar, Baruch, Marchiv, God. Some Sveitamon. Ulu Naftali, Amar, Naftali. Ulu Don, Amar, Dot. V'chein Lezvula, V'chein La'ashem. Zog, Rashi. Zehu, Loshem, Bereshis, Rabba. This is a Bereshis, Rabba. Shehi, Agadas, Eretz Yisrael. You want to know what Bereshis, Rabba is? It's the Divrei Agada of Eretz Yisrael. It's Talmud Yerushalmi. Aval b'gemara bavli shalanu zagrashi. But in Talmud Bavli, it's just the opposite. Matzinu sha'oysen sha'kof ha'moyshe sh'moysan. The ones whose names were doubled, heim ha'chaloshen. V'oysam hevi lefnei paroi. V'yehuda sha'huchbal. Ah, Yehuda was one of the ones that was doubled. Everyone knows he's very strong. Le'huchbal mishum chaloshos. El'etam yesh bedavar kit'isa b'bavakama. Dav tzadik be'zam en aleph. But the bottom line is, Rashi over here was megala in one line. That you want to know what Precious Rabbi is Agadas Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, Kedarka Bakodesh, he brings a full page kemat of Mar Mekoymus to this Inyan, where the Chidon, Rabbi Yosef Engel, all the big Gedolei Yisrael that were tremendous Bekiyim, they all prove from different places that Precious Rabbi is always consistent with Talmud Yerushalmi. It's not consistent with Talmud Bavli. Selefiza, it's half of a fella. The Echa Rabbi that says that they were roasting Lamayrev, it was Dafka Lamayrev. You want to know Mipnei Tadira. And it's based on the fact that the Ruach Maravis is a very potent Ruach. Aye, that was the Havamin of our Gemara. It's true. It's the Havamin of the Bavli. Oh, but it's the Maskon of the Yerushalmi. And Bereshis Rabbah is the Chagodah Eretz Yisrael. It always goes with the Yerushalmi. And being that it always goes with the Yerushalmi, so it's for that reason the Bereshis Rabbah is meduktik based on the way the Yerushalmi learns our Gemara. He just adds one knech, and that is, he actually brings it from his son. He says, Ubni Yonik V'chacham Shmuel Yoyel. He had one beautiful Isafa. The Gemara says, later in Bava Basra, it's the last Amin in Perak HaMeiches HaSvino, Dav Tzadik Aleph Amin Aleph, Amin Rabbi Yoichan. Rabbi Yoichan said, no, here now I remember, Kadloi Havin Mitagrim Poyalayo Limidnach Karta, where it was impossible for someone to hire somebody to work in the eastern part of the city. Now, Rabbi Yoichan's city that he's referring to is the city of Tveria. Kiyodua. But Rabbi Yochanan said that I remember that there was a time where you couldn't hire somebody to work in the eastern part of Tveria, Meireach Pita Meisen. And the reason is because the oil was making pitas, right? Anyone that's ever been to Eretz Yisrael could appreciate this. And this was on the western part of the city, and the wind would come from the west, and it would blow the reich of the pita, and you couldn't get a job. Nobody wanted to work to the east, to the north, the south, all the other directions, yeah. Oh, but not to the east. Why? Supposedly, that's the only direction that they're making pita. Oh, but the emes says it's not muchach. It could be because Rabbi Yochanan, we know, is the author of Talmud Yerushalmi, and this is the Chagodas Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan. And in Yerushalmi, it's the Ruach Maravis, that's Tadira. And what does it mean? The wind is Tadira, so it's half of a fellow. This is Rabbi Yochanan L'shitasai in Yerushalmi. Stam Yerushalmi is Rabbi Yochanan, and this is Rabbi Yochanan L'shitasai in Medrash Rabbah, and this is Dava Be'itai Toivim Ayu Chalei Cher Michalei Rav Sheim Yozum Medukar Metru Basadei. What was it being based on? Mamish Awas Sugya. It was based on this Ruach Ma'aravis. Either way, we have a whole nother Amen of Agadata Gemara to learn. Zok to Gemara Vaitim. So on the topic of winds, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "My dechzev, what's pshat in the pasuk?" So the pasuk that the Gemara is about to darshin is a pasuk everybody knows. It's in the beginning of Parshas Hazino. It says, "Yaroiv kamoter lekri tizal katalim rasi kisirim ali dasha vechirvivim ali es." Pasuk is of course referring to the Torah. Torah is like mutter, it's like rain. Tizal katalim rasi, it's like tal, it's like dew. Kisirim ali dasha, it's like wind. Vechirvivim ali esev, and again, revivim is wind, rain. So Torah is compared to all the elements. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Bach's Girsa is, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, learned that really the four things mentioned in the Pasuk, Matar, Tal, Seirim, and Revivim, are referring to the four different winds. Says the Gemara. Maidach said, what's in the Pasuk that says, Yarev kamatar likri, zurach maravis. It's referring to the western wind. Shabam me arpar shalarvim. It comes from the neck of the world. Rashi says that maravis is always referred to as achar. It's referred to as the back. The neck is the back. The arif is the back of the neck. And that's Yarov kamatar v'chi. Tiza katalim, Rasi is a ruach tzafoynis. The Torah is like ruach tzafoynis. Why is ruach tzafoynis referred to as tizal katal? Shemazelis es hazav. Because the ruach tzafoynis is apparently an aggressive wind. And what it does is it brings hunger to the world, which causes inflation, meaning it causes gold to be devalued. So it's mazeles as hazav. It cheapens the value of zav. And you actually find the pasuk says, hazolim zav mikis. So you find this lashon of zolim in the context of zav, in the context of zav mikis, in the context of inflation. That's referring to the ruach mizrachis. It creates storms like the sar. So the sar we know was the demon, right? It was the physical embodiment of the shade. The pasuk says in the parish of Shchutei Chutz, right? The Egyptians used to worship the goat, Advar Matikin. Either way, and Ukir Vivim, Ali Yesnev Zeruach, the Rimus is referring to the southern wind, Shimala Revivim, Umegadelis Asavim. The southern wind is Mala Revivim. What it does is it causes rain to come, umagadelis asavim, which causes grass to grow. So the ruach deroimis is the ruach that brings rain. Either way, this pasuk is referring to the four ones. Either way, before we learn the next gemara, just a tiny bit of an introduction. So the gemara now is going to bring a braisa, which really is a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which discusses the physical nature of the world, literally, of planet Earth. Now, as a hakdama, this is way above my pay grade. In fact, there's a very, very strong Yesha Imrim that this Gemara that we're about to learn is actually all meant to not be understood literally, and it's not Chazal's scientific and literal understanding of what the world looked like, but rather it's being spoken of in riddle, and the nimshal is pnimiyas atayra, and things that are certainly above our pay grade. But just in terms of learning this daf yomidik, so that we can at least teach the words, there's going to be a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, in terms of the physical nature of the world. But one thing they both have in common, and that is that l'saber es ha'oizen, just for conversational purposes, the way you have to view the world is as if it's enclosed on its sides, so that there's the world where we exist, and the outside borders have walls and they have a roof on top of it. So just like a house has walls and has a roof on top of it, think of the world as being the same way. So the walls are the quote-unquote ruchais, the roof, the kaira, would be the quote-unquote rakia, it would be the heaven. But the point is that that's the physical nature of the world. Now, specifically, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as we're about to see in a minute, is whether or not the world is closed on all four sides, or whether maybe it's exposed on one side. So there's a shita that holds that it's closed on all four sides. There's a shita that holds that it's only closed on three sides. On one side, it's completely exposed. It plays itself out in this braisa with a nafgamina from the following standpoint, and that is the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. Now we know the sun doesn't really rise or set, but again, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. The understanding is that the sun operates underneath the roof of the world, right? It's underneath the rakia. Obviously, if it was on top of the roof, so how would we that are underneath the world, underneath the roof, be able to benefit from the sunlight? So obviously it's happening underneath the world. The question that the Tanaim were pondering was, so it rises in the east and it sets in the west. The question is, how does it go from the west back to the east? So that in the next morning, it's going to rinse and repeat. It's going to end up doing the same thing. That's the Shaila. Because really, it rises in the east, sets in the west, so it goes over you, and that's, you know, the day, right? But at night, you don't see the sun. So if you don't see the sun at night, the understanding is that it must not be tachas the kippah. It must not be underneath the roof anymore. It must be on top of the roof. The question, how did it get to the top of the roof? And really, it's totally in whether or not the world is surrounded on four sides, or it's only surrounded on three sides. Because if the world is only surrounded on three sides, that means there's an opening. Once there's an opening, so now the sun, when it needs to, can sneak out from that exposed side, and it can travel back east, albeit on top of the roof, and then sneak in again when it needs to do its thing. And like this, when it's traveling tzidik-tzidik, it's neither here nor there, because it's on top of the roof, so you're completely protected, you're shielded from it, and like this, you don't have from it. If the sun is protected on, if the world is covered and enclosed on all four sides, so that would be a little bit trickier. But as we're about to see, that sheet is going to have to hold that there's windows, there's chaloinos, and there's a little gaps where the sun can sneak in, and the sun is able to do its thing. Either way, that's the little bit of an introduction. The disclaimer is that very hard, I'll speak for myself, to have a good tfisa on what we're about to say. And as a result, we will hashtag do what we do. Zok the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a braise. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Oilom lach sadra hudon. The world is compared to an achsadra. Tap Rashi, she'in lo doifer revias. It doesn't have a fourth wall. Okay. V'ruach tzefoynis, eno misu beves. It's the Ruach Tzefoynis, that's not Misu Beves. What does Misu Beves mean? Rashi de Mechitza, that's the wall that doesn't have a Mechitza. When the sun is setting by Keren Marovis Tzefoynis, that's the deepest point that the sun will ever set. So it sets Meir, right? It sets to the west. But when it comes to the corner of Marovis Tzefoynis, Nechfefes, it sneaks out from that Tzefoyn side, because the Tzefoyn side is exposed, and it goes on top of Lemaila of what? If you look, Menarokia. And that's the way it goes back to where it needs to get. If you look at the third Rashi on the Yomid, Lemaila Menarokia, Umahaleches es Ruach Tzofim, Begagel Sharakia. And it travels the entire Ruach Tzofim, Begagel Sharakia. And like this, it goes back to where it was in the beginning. That's what Rabbi Eliezer's picture of the world looked like. Rabbi Shua says, Oilam the Kuba Hudaim. No, the world is like a Kuba. Rashi, Oil, Shekulai Mukov. It's not exposed on one side, but it's completely closed. The Ruach Tzefoynis, Misu Befes. Meaning, even the Ruach Tzefoynis is Misu Befes. It's completely closed. The Kimet Shechama Magasa Kei Marovis Tzefoynis. So when the Chama comes to Marovis Tzefoynis, how does it get out? Meaning, there's no exposed side. You can't just sneak out from Tzofin. Makefes V'Choyzeres Achori Akifa. What it does is, it has to be Makefes, and it's Choyzeres Achori Akifa. Zok Rashi, L'Kerem Marovis Tzefoynis Balaylo, Sha'achama Lo'ilo Mahaleches Ruach Tzefoynis Balaylo, Umin Hamayriv, He pointed at Tzofin, Shekachi Lucha min Amizrach L'Dorim, min Adorim L'Mayriv, Umin Mayriv L'Tzofin, V'Choyzeres Achori Akifa, Derech Haloy. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no exposed side. So what happens is the world, the when it comes to Maravis Tzefoynis, and now it sets, what the sun does is it sneaks out derech one of the chaloinis, and it just continues going around. And it goes back to where it needs to go, sneaks back into the chaloin, underneath the kippah, and like this, it's able to do what it does. What's the point? The point is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's an exposed side. Because there's an exposed side, after the world sets, it goes back through the exposed side, tzirik tzivegs, on top of the whole Ruach Tzefoynis, which is, it was going from east to west, derech tzofin, it just goes backwards the other way. According to Rabbi Yeshua, however, it can go completely around. Why can it go completely around? There's nothing wrong with it going across the entire Meiriv side, and the reason is, because it's completely exposed, it's completely closed off, and because it's completely closed off, so like this, it's not going to impact us in any way. The question is, how does it sneak out? It sneaks out, derech the chaloin. Either way, explaining Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hoylech el Doroim, V'soyviv el Tzofoin, Hoylech el Doroim Bayoim, V'soyviv el Tzofoin Balaylo. It's Hoylech el Doroim, it's right, it does its thing, it just goes in a circle, and there's no reason it can't go in a circle because it's completely enclosed, and therefore when it's going to go completely around, as long as it sneaks out, derech hachaloyin, and it's on the outside of this kuba, you have nothing to worry about. Incidentally, Rashi adds that the word hoylech el darin and soivev el tzofin is not the same thing. So hoylech el darin, Rashi says, hekef hayoim kari hiloch shehi betoicha chalo, v'as hekef halaylo kari sibuv shehu makif bachotz. But either way, you want to go through the Rashi, it's a little better for the nuance, but that's the way it works, says the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Soyvev soylev hoylech haruach v'al svi voisav shav haruach." What does this mean? Elu pnei mizrach upnei mayrev. This is referring to the mizrach side and the mayrev side. Shapamim misavavtam upamim mahalachtam. There are times that it goes through the entire mizrach and mayrev on top, and there are times that it goes underneath. What does it depend on? So Rashi says it depends on how long the day is and how short the day is. Meaning sometimes it's going to cover more mizrach and mayrev, sometimes it's going to cover less mizrach and mayrev. That really depends strictly on whether we're dealing with a summer day, which is a longer day, or a winter day, which is a shorter day. Hu ayayimer. He used to say, so the march just interrupts, who's he? Asan Rabbi Eliezer. It's referring to Rabbi Eliezer. And when the pasuk says, Minacheder, Tavoy Sufa, Umi Mizarim Kara, Minishmas Kel Yiten Karach, Veroichat Maimet Bin Mutzak. This is one of the psukim in Eiv that the Gemara was talking about in Amid Aleph. So Minacheder, Tavoy Sufa is a Ruach Deraimus. It's referring to Ruach Deraimus. Ruach Deraimus is called the Cheder. And the reason is because we're going at Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tzof inside is completely exposed. And being that the Tzof inside is completely exposed, what's the innermost wall? The innermost wall is the Darim wall. So Minacheder, Tavoy Sufa is the Ruach Deraimus. That's the Cheder. Umi Mizarim Kara, Mizarim means the exposed sides, Ruach Tzfainis. Mi Nishmas Kel Yiten Karach, from the Nishmas Kel, that's where ice and real frost comes. Zum Ruach Maravis, Uruchav Mayim Bemutzak, Zum Ruach Mizrachis, rain comes from Ruach Mizrachis. This is all Rabbi Eliezer, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have one side that's exposed. Now, the last Gemara that we just said is that rain comes from the Ruach Mizrachis. Faith Gemara of Amma Ruach, the Ruimus Malarim Magelas Asovin, on the bottom of an Aleph, when the Gemara dashed in the Pasuk, Yarv Kamata Likri, and it said that it's referring to the four Ruches, and each Ruach has its own function. So we said that what's the function of the Ruach, the Ruimus? It's Malarivivin, Umagadelas Asovin. You just said now it's Ruach Mizrachis. The Gemara says, like, Kasha, Hadassim, Mitra, Ben Ichusa, Ha, Bishvichusa. When it rains nicely, good rain, nice rain, that comes from the Ruach Deroimus. However, when it rains aggressively, that's coming from the Ruach Mizrachis. Amar Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Maidu, so what's behind the pasuk that says, Mitzafoin Zohav Yaseh al Eloika Neurahoid? Also a pasuk in Eiv. Mitzafoin Zohav Yaseh is a Ruach Tzafoinus. It's referring to the Ruach Tzafoinus. So Mitzafoin, the Ruach Tzafoinus, the northern wind, is Zohav Yaseh. What does it mean, Zohav Yaseh? Shemazal says, Azov, it cheapens the gold. We saw this in Amar Aleph that the northern wind cheapens the gold. Amar Raf from Bar Pop, Amar Raf Chiz. From the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so the Ruach Deraimus doesn't have its full geshem. So we said rain, good rain, comes from the south, but Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, you don't have it anymore. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayigzar al yamin v'ra'ev, Vayoychal al smoil v'loy saveyo. Okay. Vayigzar al yamin v'rohev. There was a gzera related to yamin, and because of that gzera v'rohev, all of a sudden there's a hunger. So what does it have to do with the southern wind? Because the pasuk says tzofin v'yamin at v'ras. Tzofin is the north. If tzofin is the north, what tzofin v'yamin must be the south. So you see, yamin is the south. Thus, vayigzar al yamin, because there was a gzeir related to the southern wind, v'roiv, that's why all of a sudden there's famine. Rain does not come anymore from Eitzer Tov. The pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem l'cha es Eitzarei hatov. So there's an Indian. This is a pasuk in the Torah by the brachas. It says Hashem is going to open up the Oitzer HaTayv. But Miyoyim Shechar Beis HaMikdash, rain does not fall anymore from the Oitzer HaTayv. It's not Yisrael Oitzer Mitzayin Yisrael Mokim Yisrael Shurin Alad Masim Gisham Yardim Miyoyitzer HaTayv. He added, he said, when the Yidin Oitzer Mitzayin Yisrael Mokim and the Shurin Alad Masim, that's when the rain comes from the Oitzer HaTayv. It's not Yisrael Shurin Alad Masim. But when the Yidin are not Shurin Alad Masim, Ein Gishamim Yardim Miyoyitzer HaTayv, then the rain does not come from the Oitzer Toiv. So not all rain was created equally. There's rain that comes from the Oitzer Toiv, and there's rain that doesn't come from the Oitzer Toiv. When the Yidin are Oitzer Mitzayin Yishal Makim, and the Shurin Alad Masim, Gishamim Yardim Miyoyitzer HaTayv. But Bizmach Ein Yisrael Shurin Alad Masim, Ein Gishamim Yardim Miyoyitzer HaTayv. By the way, this is not to be confused with when the Yidin are not even Oitzer Mitzayin Yishal Makim. What happens then? Yeah, it doesn't rain at all, right? So this man she Yisrael oisir ritzayin shal makoyim, the Yisrael shruyin al admasan. Then there's rain and it comes from the oisir toif. This man she in Yisrael shruyin al admasan. Okay, but it could be there's somewhat oisir ritzayin shal makoyim. It rains, but it doesn't come from the oisir toif. But then you have what we say in Kriyishma va'atzer es hashamayim v'lo yiyamotem. That's when there ain't oisir ritzayin shal makoyim cloud. That of course is much worse. Then it's not going to rain at all. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said a oisir sheyachkim yatim. If somebody wants to be a chacham, so when he davened Shemayna Esrei, he should face towards Dorin. The Sheyasha, if you want to be a Gvir Yatzvin, you should face towards the north. So towards the south, if you want Taira, you want Chachma, and towards the north, if you want Ashiris V'Simanich, and a good simon to remember which is which, Shulchan, which had the Lechem, which was Ashiris, it was Bitzafin, it was on the northern part of the Heichal, Umenaira, which is Kiner Mitzvah the Taira Ar, that's Chachma, that was Bedarim, that was to the south. Shuvah Levi, Amar Shuvah Levi said, Lo'ilam Yadim, a person should always be to the south. Why? Shem Yitoshem is Chakim is Asher. Meaning, don't say that, you know, I'd rather have Ashiris than Chachma, so I'm going to face the Tzafin rather than the Darim. No, you should always go to the Darim, and the reason is because the Darim is going to bring Chachma, but in addition to Chachma, it's also going to bring Ashiris. Shenema, Oirich Yama Biyamina, Bismayla. This is referring to the Chachma Satayra, Oisha Bechavit. So Oisha Bechavit comes together with Taira. For Feit Gemara, for Rabbi Shuvah Levi Yama Shechina Ben Mayriv. Who said this? Rabbi Shuvah Levi. He said what? La'olam Yadrim. Rabbi Shuvah ben Levi was one of the Shittas in Amman Aleph that said that the Shechina is b'mayrev. So if the Shechina is b'mayrev, so why are you davening to the Darim? You have to face the Shechina, so shouldn't you be facing Mayrev? So the Gemara says, the mitzadeh ratzdudi. What it means is, you should face Mayrev, however, ma'at l'darim. It should be ma'rovis d'roimim. Amalei Rav Chanina l'Rav Ashi. Ki goyin atun, the yasvisu b'tzvoyin Eretz Yisrael. People like you that live to the north of Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden above all were to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Adrimu, you should daven to the south. Meaning, you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. Adrum, says the Gemara. Adrimi, Adrumi, right? South, south. Minolam, the Bavel is fine in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk says, Mitzion tipasach hara, I'll call Yoshvei Aretz. That Pasuk was referring to the Babylonians who were going to give tzaros to the Yidden. So you see from there that Bavel, who was the Ra in that Pasuk, was to the north, and Nafkemina Lalach, when they daven Shemayna Esrei, they're supposed to face the south. One last Gemara, Marchikin es HaMishra min HaYerek v'chulu. Right, what the Mishnah say? Your Mishra has to be distant from the Yerek, your Krishan need to be far from the Psalm, your Chardal has to be far from the Dvarim. Rabbi Yossi was Mata B'Chardal, we know this already, so we can just read the words. Tani Rabbi Yossi Mata B'Chardal, Sheyocha Loi Malai, because the Bala Chardal can tell the Bala Dvoirim, Achata Imali Harchek Chardolach Min Dvoiroi. What are you telling me? You're telling me I should take my Chardol and remove it from your Dvoirim. I all fakert. Harchek Dvorcha Min Chardoloi. I think you should move your Dvoirim from my Chardol. Shabois, Vaichlois, Liglugi Chardoloi, because they're eating my Chardol. In other words, again, we went through this when we learned the Sugi of Chardol. Rabbi Yossi said that the Mishra causes damage to the Yerek, but the Yerek doesn't cause damage to the Mishra. The Krishan damaged the Betzalon don't damage the Krishan. But the Chardol, which damages the Dvoirim, is also true in the reverse, that the Dvoirim damaged the Chardol. So yeah, I have to be Marchik my Mishra, I have to be Marchik my Krishan, but I have to be Marchik my Chardol. Why? Because it's going to damage your Dvoirim. Your Dvoirim, for the same price, are damaging my Chardol. So just like you have Rishos to keep your Dvoirim, I have Rishos to keep my Chardol. That's Rabbi Yossi's Shita in the Sugi of Chardol. We are going to exhale. So just three ha'aras as it relates to the daf. So going back to the Mishnah and daf Chofeh and Aleph, top of the Yomit. Marchikin es ha-neveilois ve'es ha-kvarois ve'es ha-bursiki min ha'ir chamishim am. So one ha'ara related to Marchikin es ha-nevalois, one related to Marchikin es ha-kvarois, and one related to Marchikin es ha-bursiki. Three short aras. The first aras is, so if you have an avela, it has to be 50 amis away from the city. The Balaturim on the Pasuk, va'anshei kodesh tion li, u'basar basadet treifa loisoi chelu, la'kelev tashlichun oisai. Says the Balaturim as follows, la'kelev tashlichun oisai. What it should have said was, la'kelev tashlichu oisai. What's the kelev tashlichun oisai? Nun yisera. The nun would seem to be extra. The lametcha says the Balaturim is coming to teach me. Shemarchikin hanevelim in ha'ir chamishamava. La kelev tashlichun nun. that when you're taking the treifa, you're taking the nevela, and you're feeding it to the dogs, tashlichu nun, not tashlichu, tashlichu nun. It's a remnant to this mission over here, Bava Basra, Daf Chofeh, and Aleph, that you have to make sure that it's going to be 50 yamas away from the city. I saw the Aderes in his famous pirush on the Balaturim. He says that in this Balaturim, there might be a little bit of a chiddush la'alacha. Because there could have been makom to think that this halacha of marchikin, that's if you're just going to throw it out and it's just going to sit there. But if you're feeding it to the dogs, so the dogs are going to eat it anyways. So to the extent that they're going to eat it, that's something you have to do. And Fakir, he says that under a Mefarshei HaChumash say that when it says Lakelof Tashlich HaNoisa, it means the dog that watches the house, meaning you have a dog, a pet dog. That's what you're supposed to feed it to. If halacha is that lekelef tashlich anoisa means you have to be marchik at 50 yamas from the city, so it sounds like it's even a whole different. You have to take the dog with you outside the city, 50 yamas outside the limits, and that's where you feed it. Says that there is, it's a gishmak remes, but it's also a little bit of a chiddush halacha. But that's the first aura. Lekelef tashlich anoisa should have said tashlichu. It's a remes to this Indian of tashlichu no. The second aura is, in the end of Bava Metzia, we talked a little bit about Avram Avinu's negotiations with the Bnei Ches and Ephraim in the beginning of Parshas Chayesar. And we said over the Archaim HaKadosh's Kasha, said it over from Maran Agriz, that in the Pasuk it sounds like Avram Avinu was negotiating with the Bnei Ches in order to negotiate with Ephraim. Meaning, Avraham Avinu had his eyes set on the Ma'ar Samachpeh. That's where he wanted to bury Sarah. That's where Adam and Chava were. That's what he wanted. Yet, he negotiated first with the Bnei Ches, and through the Bnei Ches, he came to Ephraim. And the question is, why did he have to handle with the Bnei Ches? So we said over from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav said that sometimes it's kedai to get people on your side, not because you necessarily need something from them, as his own the shatan. And it could be Avraham Avinu wanted to handle with Ephraim, and he was a little bit afraid that the Bnei Ches may get in the way. So what did he do? He brought the Bnei Ches on board, not because he needed anything from the Bnei Ches. But like this, they'll be part of the process. And if you're part of the process, at the very least, if you have bekayrus and you have issues with what it is we're doing right now, you're going to sit on the sidelines and you're not going to talk about it. We spoke out from the Archaim HaKadosh that it said that it could be that the Bnei Ches had dinah de bar metzra and atzva sisa yoshev atoy b'nei Hashem and befrad Avraham Avinu, who is the Yashar, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Chafei Meralef. So it could be that Avraham Avinu was handling with the Bnei Ches. Why? He was handling because they had dinah de bar metzra. But I saw Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov and Zoysli Yaakov in the beginning of Parshas Chayesar, he says a davar nifla. He says, Yesh Shloimah, you want to know why Avraham Avinu needed the Bnei Ches to sign off on the transaction? Because what was Avraham Avinu going to do with the Maris HaMachpelah? He was going to bury his wife Sarah. And being that he was going to bury his wife Sarah, there's a din. Marchikin es hakforis mino ir chamisha mama. You have to distance a caver from the city 50 yamas. And being that you have to distance a caver from the city 50 yamas, so he's about to bring a caver over there. And being that he's about to bring a caver over there, so you need the people in the city to sign off to be Michael. That's why he had a handle with the Bnei Ches. You want to know why he had a handle with the Bnei Ches? He needed them to sign off because you're about to bring a caver. Now you're going to tell me there was already a caver there. You had Adam and Chava, who said that means he could bring another caver. At the end of the day, he right now was going to bring a caver. And being that he was going to bring a caver, so said Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov, Alts the Mishnah of a Basra, Chavei Amin Aleph, Marchikin es Akvoros Mino Ir Chamisha Mamo. That's why there was an issue. But Al Kaponim, that's Marchikin es Anveilos, and that's Marchikin es Akvoros. The final order is, so the Gemara said, that's Hapursaki, and then the Gemara mentioned Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ein Oysen Burki, and the Gemara got into this whole different discussion about all the different winds. In the course of this Gemara, the Gemara mentioned that every single day there are four winds that blow. And with each one of the four winds, the Ruach Tzefoynes blows. Amar Rav Chanan bar Abba Amar Rav, Dalud Ruches Menashvis B'chol Yon. The Ruach Tzefoynes Im Kulan. And with each one of them, there's the Ruach Tzefoynes. Sholmali Kain, because we're not for the fact that the Ruach Tzefoynes was together with these winds. Ein ha'oilam miskayim afilu sha'achas. The world would not be able to exist, even a sha'achas. The Ruach Tzefoynes is a very, very critical wind. Stating that, it's Yodua, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, that there was a tkufa that the Ruach Tzafonis did not blow. The context over there is that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they didn't do Bris Milah. And the Gemara asks, Ube Midbar my time Eloi Ma, why did the Yidden not do Bris Milah when they were in the Midbar? Says the Gemara, Iba Yisem, it could be the reason is, Mishum Chulsha D'Orcha. The reason they didn't is because of Chulsha D'Orcha. They were very weak, they were traveling, and for a person to do Bris Milah while he's traveling, it could be very dangerous. Iba Yisem, Mishum D'Loi Nash of the Ruach Tzafonis. It's because the Ruach Tzafonis did not blow when the Yidden were in the Midbar. And because they didn't have the Ruach Tzafonis, so it was considered dangerous to do Bris Milah. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Kol Oysan Arbaim Shana Shehi Yisrael Bamidbar, Loi Nashfa Lehem Ruach Tzafonis. The 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they did not have the Ruach Tzafonis. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara says two reasons. Iba Yisema, maybe the reason is Mishum de Nezuf and Hava, because they were in Cherem, so to speak, after the Chet HaEgel, the Chet of the Meraglim. So they were punished, and part of the punishment was that you're not going to get the Ruach Tzafonis. V'iba Yisema, d'loi navder, Anani HaKavod. David was afraid that the Ruach Tzafonis would cause the Anani HaKavod to dissipate, so to protect the Anani HaKavod, it didn't blow away. The Chassam Sofer, not for now, but the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, Rechaim Simon Reish Ches, his famous Tshuva to Reb Tzvi Hashchayes, where he goes through so many different Aras, one of the things he talks about is this Inyan right here. And he says that if you take this Gemara at face value, it's Yitachin that this was the biggest miracle that happened when the Yidden went to Midbar. So you talk about all the miracles of the Midbar, the Man, the Be'er, Shel Miriam, Danani Yaakovin. He said this might be the biggest one, because the Gemara says that every single day there's four winds, and with each one of the four winds, you have the Ruach Tzafonis. And he had 40 years where the world was Kayim on the Ruach Tzafonis. Ayin Sham, the Chassam Sofer has a very big problem with this, because nobody talks about this miracle. We talk about all the miracles of the Midbar. But for some reason, we forget about the miracle that the world was able to exist 40 years without this Ruach Tzafonis. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara here in Perek Ha'aruch. Yevamos, Ayin Aleph on the base, it goes on to Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The Yidden for 40 years in the Midbar did not do Bris Milah. Why didn't they do Bris Milah? According to one pshat in the Gemara, it's Mishum de Loinashav Lehu Ruach Tzafonis. And why was it Loinashav Lehu Ruach Tzafonis? Two reasons. Iba Yisema Mishum de Nezuf and Hava, was like a punishment. The Iba Yisema the Loinavder Anani HaKavod, it was to protect the Anani HaKavod from separating. We know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they also didn't bring the Karban Pesach. Now, the truth is, they brought one Karban Pesach in the Midbar, but one and only one. After that first Karban Pesach, they never brought another Karban Pesach. Rashi brings it in the name of a Sefri in Parshas Baal Loischa. The Pasuk says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Pesach b'moyadoi. Zok the Hilger Rashi, you should know, m'pnei v'Rashi. Why is this not the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar? Because in this pasuk that says Vayasu bnei Yisrael as a pasach mimayadoi, you see Gnusan Shal Yisrael. Shekol arbam shana Shal Yisrael Bamidbar. What's the Gnusan Shal Yisrael? Because the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, like Yekrivu Elo Pesach Zebelvat, the only carbon pesach that they brought was this carbon pesach right here. But besides for this carbon pesach, they never brought another carbon pesach. And all the Rishonim, the Ramban al Atayr and Parshas Baal Loischa. And it's also a Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amabez, asked, what's Takav Shach? Why, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, did they only bring one Karban Pesach? And Tosfos and the Ramban both say the reason is because they weren't Mahula. Because of the Gemara that we just learned, they didn't do Bris Milah. And if you're not Mohol, you can't bring a Karban Pesach. You have to be a Mohol to bring a Karban Pesach. Not just that, if you have a child that's not Mohol, if you have an Eved that's not Mohol, you can't bring a Karban Pesach. So being that the children, all the children that needed Bris Milah in the Midbar couldn't do Bris Milah, so that disqualified everybody from being able to bring a Karban Pesach. I'm afraid Tosfos that I don't understand. Because the Chazal, the Sefri says that it was Genuson Shal Yisrael. The fact that the Yidden didn't bring the Karban Pesach was Genus and Shal Yisrael. If the reason they didn't bring the Karban Pesach is because they were not Mehulin, they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach, so why is it Genus and Shal Yisrael? Why are you saying something negative and derogatory about the Yidden by saying that they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach? They couldn't bring it. So if they couldn't bring it, if they could have and they didn't, that's Genus and Shal Yisrael. But to the extent that they couldn't have done it, how does that translate into Gnus and Shal Yisrael? And Tosfos says that Lefi, the Pshat in the Gemara that says that why did the Yidden not do Bris Milah? It was because there was no Ruach Tzafonis. And why was there no ruach tefaynis? In one pshat in the Gemara, it's mishum shahayun ezufin. So it comes out, it really is genus and shal yisrael. Because why did the Yidden not bring the carbon pesach because they didn't do bris mila? Why is there no bris mila? Because there's no ruach tefaynis. Why is there no ruach tefaynis? Because then ezuf din lamakim. So it's back in the envelope arithmetic. At the end of the day, the reason the Yidden couldn't bring the carbon pesach is genus and shal yisrael. It traces itself back to the cheto ego. It traces itself back to the fact that they're ezuf din lamakim. So if they're ezuf din lamakim, so Bal Karchach, what you have over here is Gnus and Shal Yisrael. But Al Kopanim, this Ruach Tzafaynis played itself out in two ways. Number one, it's the reason the Yidden did not have Bris Mila, according to one Pshat in the Gemara when they were in the Midbar. Additionally, it's the reason, according to the Rishonim, that the Yidden did not bring the Karban Pesach. So this Ruach Tzafaynis is a critical Ruach. Gemara talks a lot about it in our Daf. And really, it played itself out in the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, that they didn't have Bris Mila. Additionally, they weren't able to bring the carbon Pesach. But just to end with a Dover Nifla that the Chedush Arim said, and that is, Chazal say that the fact that the Yidden didn't bring the Midbar, the Yidden didn't bring the carbon Pesach when they were in the Midbar, was Genus and Shal Yisrael. Fregin the Rishonim, why is it Genus and Shal Yisrael? They couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. They were not Nimoylim, and because they were not Nimoylim, so an Oral can't bring the carbon Pesach. No, Satayisva says, according to this Pshat and that Pshat, you're able to make it work. But what if you say that the reason you didn't have Bris Mila was not because of the Ruach Tzafaynis, it's because of the Tiltul HaDerech? And what if the fact that the Ruach Tzafaynis didn't blow had nothing to do with the fact that they were Nesufa Lamakim? At the end of the day, why is it Knus and Shal Yisrael? So Chedush Arim said it over Nifla. He said, because we know that there were Yidden that were Tmeim LaNefesh, and they couldn't bring even that first carbon Pesach. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to bring a carbon Pesach too. All the Yidden are bringing a carbon Pesach, and we can't bring the carbon Pesach. We also want to bring the carbon Pesach. Why should we be any worse? And Moshe Rabbeinu turned to them, he says, you know something? I hear? Interesting time. Let me go talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll let you know what Hashem says. Ashri Yeludisha, that was able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he wants to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, let me hear. So Hashem comes to Moshe, and he says, Dabra B'nei Yisrael Leimer, and he gives him the parasha of Pesach Sheni. So Chedush Arim famously said that it sounds a little bit from the Psukim, Ki'ilu, had these Yidden not come with a taina, and they wouldn't have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what's with us? We also want to bring the Karban Pesach. It could be they would never been told to go bring a Pesach Sheni. Meaning, there was a Karban Pesach. They were never told about a Pesach Sheni. They come to Moshe Lamanigara. What does Moshe say? Imdu ve'eshma. And he comes with a whole parasha of Pesach Sheni. And if they wouldn't have said Lamanigara, they wouldn't have had a Pesach Sheni. So the Chedush Arim said that from the Pesukim, it sounds like correct. That had they not said Lamanigara, they would have never gotten the parasha of Pesach Sheni. Narvas, they said Lamanigara. And they wanted so badly to be part of Klal Yisrael, to be able to bring a carbon Pesach. And he famously said, they had the koyach arois to schlep in a mitzvah from the Eivishta. And because they came with a time of Lamanigara, that's why it was the Schadish of Parashah Pesach Sheni. Without the time of Lamanigara, there wouldn't have been a Parashah Pesach Sheni. But because they came and they said Lamanigara, that's why they got the Parashah Pesach Sheni. Dvarim Neflam, so the Chedush Arim said that it's true when the Yidden were in the Midbar for those 40 years, besides for that 1 year, they couldn't bring the carbon Pesach. And they couldn't because they couldn't. Because based on the Metzias and based on the Halacha, they couldn't. But it's still Gnus and Shal Yisrael. You know why? Because if they would have wanted to bring the carbon Pesach badly enough, if this is something they would have wanted, they could have schlepped out a mitzvah from the Eibishta, where the Eibishta would have made it work. But they didn't want it. And they didn't come with a time of Lamanigara. And because they didn't come with a time of Lamanigara, that's why there was no Hechatimsa to bring the carbon Pesach in the Midbar. And that was the Gnus and Shal Yisrael. You see from the parish of Pesach Sheni that if you want a mitzvah badly enough, you can get it. Befrat carbon Pesach. If they would have wanted it, they would have got it. They didn't get it. You know what? Why? Because they didn't want it enough. And that's the Gnus and Shal Yisrael. The Gnus and Shal Yisrael is that they didn't come with the tithe of Lamanigara. That's where it's manifest. And the emphasis is, this hergish is a little bit of a hergish of Dovah B'Itai, because we're starting the Bein HaMetzarim now. And we know the Pasuk says, Kol Roit Fel Hissi Gua Bein HaMetzarim. And it's Yiduah that the Chassidus Shesfarim bring from the Maggid B'Mezrich, who said, Kol Roit Fel, Kol Roit Ka. His sigur bein amitzarim. He says, people that run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes you run, and you just can't catch the hasagas of ruchnias. Abakol roit feka. Hisigua Bein HaMetzarim, that if you run after the Eibishter enough, Hisigua, at some point you'll be able to catch him. And rather, this Tkufa, Bein HaMetzarim, is a Tkufa that's Mesugal to be able to catch. But if somebody wants it enough, if somebody's Roidif, if somebody comes with a Tayyina of Lomani Gara, you could even be Mechadish a Mitzvah. And the whole parish of Pesach Sheni was a Chiddish because of the Tayyina of Lomani Gara. If the Yidden don't say Lomani Gara, there's no parish of Pesach Sheni. And that's at the Chtu Shearim, is the power of Lamini Gara, and that was the Gnus and Shal Yisrael, that for all those years the Yidden didn't bring a Karban Pesach. What's the Taina? There was no Hechetimtza. It's not true, because if you run and if you write fair, eventually Hisigua, you're going to be able to catch, and that was the Gnus and Shal Yisrael.